It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Kia ora, kia ora. I'm here with Lee and Emma's here too.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Hello. Okay.
So what have you got cooking?
I just put out an album called Empathy for My Future Self on Friday last week. And I'm currently posting on Instagram that I'm on BFM because I forgot to do that.
Oh my gosh, everybody.
Gotta do that marketing.
Yeah, you gotta do that marketing. So honestly, like, that is such a huge achievement, and like, I just want to congratulate you for doing that, because like, it's, you know, it's a dream. It's a big dream.
A huge amount of work. How long were you working on the album for?
I started like the month after I started taking HRT, which was exactly a year before the album came out.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long process. It's funny, the first song I made for it was the last one I finished as well.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's been a long... It feels very surreal. I haven't quite, like... the burnout just left, and now I'm just kind of in a weird dreamscape.
And I suppose the music is like a record of that process and that time. So, you know, you get to kind of solidify it and also celebrate it. So,
and something's been
can
like
I swear on
been,
the, yeah.
Yeah, do what you need to do.
The album is definitely like, it's a clusterfuck of different vibes following the ADHD songwriting, and also
there's a noun.
It's also a clusterfuck of different trans experiences. I was just like sick of trans media always being so sad. I wanted to do the goofy and the crazy and the sexy and also the deeply sad and internal.
Yeah, and do be goofy sometimes.
It all coexists in one little beautiful sort of day. And something's been obviously in your life for what, a year, working on it now, it's in other people's lives. That must be quite buzzy as well, knowing people are listening to your stuff.
It's fun to get rid of and make it other people's. But also I feel like, I don't know, I can't really do that much in order to help with various aspects of the ways that the world is burning right now. And I feel like the one thing I can do is be kind of publicly and proudly trans and put my stuff out there and, I don't know, have a little less fucky-wucky in the world today.
And put a bit of joy on it, you know, like you said.
Is fucky-wucky a noun? I don't know what that was.
I think you just invented something.
Sweet.
Maybe it's a verb.
I guess so.
I feel like it's doing something.
Yeah.
It's doing something for me anyway.
It definitely represents something.
Sweet. Yeah. It's a movement.
Yes.
it's definitely a movement. Yeah, it's moving. So what have we got? What do you want to start off with?
I tried to pick... It's hard to pick songs. There's so many songs. I also kept picking songs that you couldn't play for some reason because they were really weird, niche and obscure. What is the first song? Because I still haven't quite realized what the ones we are officially there.
What do we got?
This first song is called Yago by a French math rock band Totoro, named after My Neighbor Totoro. I've been listening to them since I found them on YouTube in like 2016, and I owe so much of my drumming to whatever the name of the drummer is. And it's just like, it's like math rock, but it's jazzy and happy, and it fills me with dopamine.
Oh my gosh, math rock. Okay. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah, I am.
We'll be right back.
my giddy aunt.
Oh
my giddy aunt.
They're probably my favorite band. I love them so much.
That was awesome.
So for those of you who have just tuned in, we're here with artist Lee, and they're telling us what's cooking. So that was Totoro with Yago. Yago. So
Yago,
if you want to check
them
out.
A's.
Yeah, four A's. And we got some more coming up next. What else have you got, Lee?
The other thing that I wanted to play was, I mean, there's four things? Five things, technically. But the next one I wanted to play was, so I went to Green Bay High School.
Are you from Green Bay?
Yeah.
Shout outs.
Ooh, we're still current.
Yeah. And Heroes for Sale, Addison Whitley, Fraser Hunter, they played, when they were doing Rock Quest, they played at, like the just assembly, like mid-year, did I Wish You Knew Jim Morrison and a song called Alien. And it hadn't occurred to me that you could just start a band. Like the people that I'd seen around school who were like 5 years older than me, and I was like looking up to them. And then, yeah, they performed so crazily, intensely. And Addison like cut his finger on the guitar strings and was bleeding and screaming. And Fraser was hitting the drums with these like jazzy, crazy, intense things. And then literally the next day I started my first band. Wanting to be Fraser and lied about being able to play the drums. I wanted to play Bouvet Waltz because it's one of my favorite songs off their 2014 EP.
Sure, Fraser.
Yeah.
Oh, mean. Okay, cool. Enjoy, everyone. What's cooking with Lee? In the driving seat, you've got Geneva AM, Emma Gleason, and also artist Lee, who is taking us through some incredible picks of the show. What's cooking? So what is cooking? What have we got next?
What we've got next is this one has a little bit of backstory.
Go on.
So I made two friends on the internet late last year, or this year, which is like one of the first times that's happened to me. Who are Megan and Petra? Followed me on. like backlogged, and then we were like letterboxed mutuals liking each other's reviews, and then eventually got together on Discord and started watching movies. And then eventually that kind of blossomed into a thing called the T-Girl Coven Discord server, which is just like trans women from around the world. There's like 25
yes,
of us.
Cool.
Or something like that. And yeah, through that, also shout out to Megan and Petra. I love
shout
them so
outs.
Much. Yeah, through that I met Ruby, who was one of Megan's friends, who makes music under the name Kynikos, and sent me a demo for a song. It was called April 1st, baby, .m4a, which I've now learned is called Blue Eyes. And it's an unfinished demo, but I really wanted to play it on the radio because I saw the brief for What's Cooking, and I was like, well, I've been listening to this nonstop. It would be a lie to play anything else. So, yeah, shout out to Ruby / Kynikos.
Shout outs.
Cool.
Thank you.
That was Kynikos with Blue Eyes. It's a debut of their demo.
Debut.
Yeah, worldwide.
Austin,
worldwide,
Texas.
Baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Incredible. We're here with Lee, who's taking us through What's Cooking. And we've got time for another track.
Sweet.
What do you got cooking?
This next one, anyone who's listened to my album, who also listened to my previous very egg-coated album from lockdown, will notice that the previous album was very folky and emo-y, and this new one is very electronic and raucous. Part of that is because I was in my room making music one day, and my flatmate Neve, shout out to Neve, at Zaksuf on Instagram, check out her art, was blasting Haruno Muri and Frost Children Burn in the living room, and I was like, I'm gonna make a song that Neve likes, and then that's how that started.
That's beautiful. Haruno Muri and Frost Children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here with artist Lee, who has been telling us what's cooking, sharing all of these amazing tracks. Thank you so much for coming in. And
thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And we're going to play something of yours now.
Yeah.
It's a track called The Stare of a Newborn. And tell us a little bit about it.
This is it's the last song off the album. It doesn't really sound much like anything else on it. It's very industrial, very strange, very noisy, very Yeah, I don't know. I did want to play a song by Sophie at one point, but then I was like, if you listen to BFM and you don't know Sophie, I don't really know what to
I don't
say
know what to
you.
Do with you either. Yeah,
yeah. So it takes a lot of influence from that.
But you also said things. Something really cool while we were listening.
Baby Zionov, but put through a blender and covered in gravel.
Yeah. I like the gravel part.
Nice.
Well, Baby Zionov, shout out.
Shout out.
Who features on He's Giving off the album, which is track number 3.
All right. Well, this is Lee with The Stare of a Newborn. Thank you so much for coming in.
I hope you enjoy it.
You're tuned in to 95BFM.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?